Philip Sample Pierre, these are incurred. Today's date is 04/29/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Abraham Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Abraham spells A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Date of birth is 03/16/1987. This is a 36-year-old gentleman here with epigastric pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 week. It's gotten worse in the last day or so. He described pain as this burning sensation that caused him to burp and caused him to burp frequently, period. He said pain is worse when he lays flat. And pain is located, he said pain is non-radiating, period. Although he said on occasion he could feel some discomfort in his back, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. His non-past surgical history is appendectomy. Social history, he denies drug use, he denies smoking tobacco, he denies alcohol use, period. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is negative, period. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 107/70. Pulse 51. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. There's tenderness in the epigastric region, period. There's negative peritoneal signs, no CVA tenderness bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antagonistic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, times three, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, 3. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is peptic ulcer disease. Number two is epigastric pain, period. Next paragraph. The following medication was prescribed for patient. 1, pantoprazole, 20 milligrams. You will take 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, no refills. The following labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, A1C, period, next paragraph, an ultrasound was done to patient abdomen to assess for renal stones, kidney stones, renal stones, gallstones. Tests for injuries to the liver or kidneys. Study was unremarkable. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on lifestyle management to lifestyle changes he can make to help with the symptoms of peptic ulcer disease. We talk about coffee, we talk about sodas, we talk about foods that may contribute to his current condition. We talk about wearing a loose belt and to elevate the head of his bed. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.